In it, one could argue, lay the seeds for Mussolini's fascism to come. The second major theme in Mussolini's life was sex. At the age of 17, in 1900, the same year he joined the Socialist Party, Mussolini lost his virginity to an elderly prostitute who spilled out lard from all parts of her body. She charged him 50 centesimi. At the age of 18, he had an affair with a woman whose husband was away on military duty. He accustomed her to my exclusive and tyrannical love. She obeyed me blindly and let me dispose of her just as I wished. Boasting 169 mistresses over the course of his sexual career, Mussolini was also, by contemporary standards, something of a rapist. Indeed, Mussolini was one of the first modern sex symbols, paving the way for the sexual deification of Che Guevara. The Italian regime's propagandistic celebration of his manliness has launched 1,000 academic seminars. Countless intellectuals celebrated Mussolini as the ideal representative man of the New Age. Pratolini wrote of him, "This man is a man and stands out even more in a world of half-figures and consciences that are finished like worn-out rubber bands." Lida Raffanelli, an anarchist intellectual who later slept with Mussolini, wrote after hearing him speak for the first time, "Benito Mussolini is the socialist of the heroic times. He feels, he still believes, with an enthusiasm full of virility and force. He is a man." Mussolini cultivated an impression of being married to all Italian women. The investment paid off when Italy faced sanctions for its invasion of Ethiopia, and Mussolini asked Italians to donate their gold to the state. Millions sent in their wedding rings, 250,000 women in Rome alone. Nor were the ladies of high society immune to his charms. Clementine Churchill had been quite smitten with his beautiful golden brown piercing eyes when she met him in 1926. She was delighted to take home a signed photo as a keepsake. Lady Ivy Chamberlain, on the other hand, treasured her fascist party badge as a memento. Because Mussolini trifled with men's wives, owed money, enraged the local authorities, and was approaching the age of conscription, he found it wise to flee Italy in 1902 for Switzerland, then a European Casablanca for socialist radicals and agitators. He had 2 lire to his name when he arrived, and, he wrote to a friend, the only metal rattling in his pocket was a medallion of Karl Marx. There he fell in with a predictable crowd of Bolshevists, socialists, and anarchists, including such intellectuals as Angelika Balabanov, a daughter of Ukrainian aristocrats and a longtime colleague of Lenin's. Mussolini and Balabanov remained friends for 2 decades, until she became the secretary of the Comintern and he became a socialist apostate, that is, a fascist. Whether Mussolini and Lenin actually met is the subject of some controversy. However, we know that they were mutual admirers.